from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A call for a college president to step down, and it comes from the Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson speaking at Columbia University in the midst of pro-Palestinian protests on campus.
Has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over. The virus of anti-Semitism has spread across other campuses. By some counts, as many as 200 universities have a similar form of protest right now.
Some schools called in police to break up the demonstrations.
At USC in Los Angeles, police clashing with protesters after taking down their tents and signs, trying to force their way through the crowd. Some of the protesters pushed to the ground at the University of Texas in Austin. A crackdown from state police in riot gear. Officers arresting more than 20 people. UT officials saying they will not allow this campus to be taken.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles. Arizona's attorney general announcing charges against alleged 11 fake electors for their alleged role in trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. President Biden signed the $95 billion bill with aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer, and it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
And today, the Pentagon approved $1 billion in military aid for Ukraine. The measure also forces TikTok's Chinese parent company to divest itself of the social media site or face a ban in the U.S.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident, and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
The company CEO showed Chu in a new video. The Arizona House voted to repeal the state's Civil War era ban on nearly all abortions. You're listening to ABC News. Hamas released a video of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, one of the Israeli October 7th hostages. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge.
He's speaking under duress. We've watched the video through ourselves, of course. He comes out with many statements which appear to have been put into his mouth by Hamas, very critical of the Israeli government. But what's interesting is the overall thrust is saying, look, I need to get out of here. He talks about the conditions being absolutely dire.
Goldberg's family calls it overwhelming. It's news that some consumers will applaud. New transportation rules will make it easier to get refunds from airlines.
Under the new rules, if your flight is canceled or delayed over 3 hours domestically, you're entitled to a full cash refund, not a credit like some airlines are keen on doing. And if you pay bag fees and the bags don't show up within 12 hours, the airline has to give you your money back. If you pay for onboard internet and it doesn't work, the rules say you get your money back. If you pay for first class and get downgraded, you get refunded. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
What should already be required?
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Boeing CEO calls it a tough moment as the company reports a $355 million first quarter loss. But David Calhoun says Boeing is focused on fixing its manufacturing issues, not on the financial results. A Gustav Klimt painting, which was lost for about 35 years during and after World War II, sold at auction for $32 million. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.